Chan on. Maybe this Rav Chanan brings us back to the union of the Hebrews versus Yisrael. One of the reasons for that, Rav Chanan is very prepared, very packed. Things that we basically are of basic space, the basic tenets of Yiddishkeit. Says that Dibrois and Shema Yisrael, which is so chashuv. I think I want to mention Rav Yaakov Zatzky, Stam and Agav, and Big Yisrael, because the Pashim Torah is always the Pashim from the Pashim Chazoyim, right before the Churban. After the Churban, the Samigdash, which we learned every year before the Pashim Torah, then we have the Churban, we have the Tish Bav. In between, we have to re-establish our Yisoidis, the Yisoidis of Amunah, the Yisoidis of Yiddishkeit. After the Churban, the Samigdash, which is so devastating, the person has to rebuild. And so it was always the Hashem and the Maribu, which was a tremendous rebuilding that the Pah Leidl, after such a tremendous calamity, the Holocaust. Really, I tell you, realize they had to go to America and they had to throw and to rebuild, and that's what we see today. We see the outcomes that have tremendous flourish. Well, the yeshivas, was, these Rosh Hashivas came to ensure nothing. They rebuilt, they didn't have years, they have to rebuild, and they rebuilt from the basics, not over the basics. And this is the remnant that we rebuild today. The Hashem did a tremendous, tremendous outgrowth and tremendous. We see today of so many prayers, so much prayers going on, all the prayers that are out there. It's nice to do that, people can give up, like the famous school of Yekiva. The Yekiva never lost 24,000 of his Talmidim in a short amount of time. You see, the Gemara tells me about that he went to the five years in Talmidim. And then he reestablished, and the biggest story is not the town, but the biggest story from that was to teach. Because he doesn't give up, no matter how, what happens in life, he has to still continue to rebuild, continue to move on, and to not give up hope, to realize that it went on for that devastation of something, lost so much community, went on to go to the building, find something to rebuild the whole picture of the whole world. And that's the story of Pash Vatshanon, and the Churban always go right to the city of Jesus again. Remember the service of Yad, the Shema Yisrael, that's a tremendous lesson. I just want to focus on one that says the Divas. The last one says, you should desire the wife of your friend, you not desire the house of your friend. You should desire all different things that your friend has. I have a work right now, like this year with Moira. She's Indian, it's interesting, but like, Sachman Ishi has two things that have to be Sachman. The wife of a friend has to be Sachman. Since I have a title to her, she's the Chosin. The Embers will somehow tell us that these are two favors that a person has a very big nature towards. That's the Yin of Arias and Yezel. The Yin of Arias and Rami, the Yin Yonim. Besides that, we know that it is Kasha. Everybody asks, when the Rishonim speak about how is it possible that an Ezra, a person is not going to desire, so he's not talking about doing an action necessarily, because of our motion, the initial way to do something of an act, but the way to say, Rishon, brother, how is it possible to command something on his thoughts and on his feelings? A person sees a person with a beautiful home, beautiful car, to tell the guy, he's not going to touch him, steal it. He's not going to even you try to use it, borrow it without the shoes. But the feeling in his heart is going to be that he wants that. He wants it, how do you tell the person not to? So, there's two roots into this question, but the Ezra has an answer to the biggest story. It's the sort of Emunah. And the sort of Emunah is, he's dependent to a son of a villager. The son of a villager knows that he turns to the announcer that the king is looking for a chosin. He's looking for a groom for the bride for his daughter. The daughter of the king is in marriageable age. They're looking for a match. So he says, "Ben Ezra, the villager's son, such a poor, regular guy, has no royal any, and even if it's someone that he's going to marry his daughter, if he hits out of his ballpark, he might marry somebody village or maybe somebody from the city, he have a son to go, but the daughter of the king is out of his ballpark, the daughter of the queen is out of the ballpark. So something like that he doesn't even think about, he's so out of his realm. Says the Ibn Ezra, that's how it should be when it comes to other people's property, to the chassan, everything that they own. We have to realize that everybody in this world, we lots to them, they're what they're supposed to have, that's wife they're supposed to have, and the chassan they're supposed to have, and no one has to ever feel jealous of somebody else, that's not his property. This is not what he's supposed to have. And if he thinks about it, that form of true emunah, that what he might have in this world is supposed to have. It's really, that's what he wants to have, and nothing more than an iota less, or less, not an iota more. If this doesn't touch his heart of somebody else, it's not shackled on you, it's no, this is allotted to the year of Rosh Hashanah, or through his life, or whatever he declares, and that's what he's going to have. He's not going to have my desire to waste your time. But that image of the dream is something that you have to do anything with the chassan that shares the way he's meant to be at death, and not you. And therefore, when a person worsens and moves that way, he won't even have the desire, because he knows it's become foolish. He can't have my book about that trap. A person desires something that he feels he could possibly have. He has a beautiful car, but it's just how you go park. It's not your range. It's not chance to you. You're not going to have a desire for you to get one of the five, you don't have it, yours. And that's what it is. That's what the one of the morning makes call. Shabbos, the leak, also, when he said that, Racha, it's a tremendous kavana. Realize that a Kurdish brother, this is what I'm asking. This is what gives me Shabbos, the leak, also, and I don't have something, this is what I don't need it. Oh, I see my idea. I'm not going to go matter. I have exactly what I need to be successful in what I have to do in this world, what I accomplish in this world. I feel I might need it, but I feel that I don't realize who I am and what I'm supposed to be doing. I realize who I am and what I'm supposed to be doing. I have to be able to also leak all the time. Just one hand, another knage, another local outlook on this, maybe another knage. This lab, this Afman, which is very, very common. The person, you know, like you said, is very jealous of other people's success. Because he's not being successful with his business, when it's in other areas. There's always a certain jealousy, and there's a lot of stuff. Don't tell that jealousy. And we say, and it's something that they are. There's an addict nature within the pasuk. That's a pantor, but the same thing for Yahweh, the day of Abdul Ramosai, show you the Hamad of the Cholash of Yahweh. I don't know where I saw this word. I forgot where I read this word. I thought of it, I think someone says it anyway. But the mind says, Sayyid Rishon Dov is a tremendous Yisrael. What is the end of the time to say, V'chol HaShem HaYecha? And everything that belongs to your friend. It's already enumerated, already mentioned, and specified. One of the things, it's enough, we understand what the person is saying, V'chol HaShem HaYecha. So I think about most of the people say, Pshad is very weak. V'chol HaShem HaYecha. Just like you see a person with such success is, he also has an echo. He has his Yisurin, he has his problems, he has his challenges, he has his struggles. There's no one in this world, no one, who does not have also struggles. There's no one who doesn't have complications. Even on the outside, looks exactly like the life of Riley, he's smiling away, he's making big money. I know from experience, things are not so easy for them. They have their own issues, their own struggles, everybody has it. It's a pecker, a bag. When he goes to Mikva, he has his bag of all his stuff that he changed over for Shabbos. No one wants to take somebody else's Mikva bag with his clothes for the week, weekly clothes. Everybody has their own pack, their own bag, and they want to take their own bag. But you realize that's the bag, that's your stuff, and you can deal with it. You don't want to deal with somebody else's pack. The same way, everybody comes out to the world with their own pack, exactly what they have to do, exactly what they have to do, exactly what they have to have for it. So if you realize you've got all the things that you have, the only thing that you have is the Chol HaShem HaYecha. everything your baby has, the chalash of the echad, because of his successes, you have to realize that some boy has also his struggles, but they're not for you. And just like you have to realize, if you want what he has, it's bigger with everything, with the tackle. The chalash of the echad, everything. And no one wants to take somebody else's tackle. Realize what Hashem gave me is for my sake. What I have is for my sake. Everything that I have in this world is from a powerful, and it's exact what I need to have. So ultimately, cold me. When I realize that and understand that, I won't be jealous of what he has. I know that he has his own task, and I have my own task. And he that shall that will live by our jealousy, and we'll use what we have, and we'll give it from a good level, and the bracha to be able to serve him, to do his rotzon, and be Eid Hashem, the Kabbal, his Torah, and his mitzvahs, and his Zerachot Mashiach Sikeru.